she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my
good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
Slow, awesome Jeff filling in for Waddle today.
Good morning.
By the way, Jeff, you're filling in nicely. You've already got the dance down and everything.
Yeah, I just like to do a little twist with it.
It's good. It works for you.
Yeah.
And I'm Sybil. We will be here till 10 o'clock, taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, or your Autoflex Leasing fan texts. 43733 is the number.
What's and the name of the always, fan text again?
Autoflex Leasing
okay,
fan
text. I just wanted to hear it one more time.
Say that again slowly.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Now say it backwards. You can also call Autoflex Leasing. They are open for
He's
your business
trying.
Today. Are you really trying it?
Just thinking it.
Let me hear it.
That's text.
you work on that.
Autoflex is open today, David. What are those phone numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. And, of course, as always, autoflex.com.
If you dialed other numbers, you wouldn't reach us, so dial those numbers.
Yeah, those are
good
the ones that work.
Excellent point. I hadn't thought of that.
Let's talk a little
That's
bit.
That's me outside the box.
I love it. That's how we're supposed to think. It's Saturday morning. People are running their errands. They want to think outside the box.
You know how we get out of the house and out of the box.
Yeah.
You know how we get people?
How?
We get them between the house and the grocery store, between the grocery store and the vet's office, between the vet's office and the furniture store.
Yep.
We get them 10 to 15 minutes at a whack.
On the way to the soccer field.
On the way to the soccer field.
That's right. So welcome.
On the way to happy hour. What?
At 9 a.m.?
No, I mean in the evening.
Oh. Even Everybody. I'm not drinking happy hour.
I meant like I thought you meant like our commercials and when people listen. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that is true.
Sorry.
All right, let's talk a little bit about in-vehicle connectivity because I'm going to need a thorough run through on this. I'm not even sure I know what that means.
Well, you know, we've been talking about autonomous vehicles and vehicles that drive themselves, and the more I read, the more I realize it is really going to happen. And it's not really that far away. There are so many different technologies. You know, if you go back even 5 years ago and people talked about self-driving cars, people thought in terms of having to lay wire in the roadway for the cars to be able to follow the road and all of these things. But now we have infrared that beams out from the car and can measure where the car is sitting on the road. We've got GPS that can measure within a couple of inches of exactly where you are. And they're about to have cars that talk to each other.
Weird.
Which means that your car and my car, if we're coming to an intersection, will be communicating. And so will the traffic control. So if there's a red light, it's going to tell your car to stop and my car will have the green light. Now, what will this do? It'll stop all those people from claiming they both had a green light. That's the first thing.
That is good.
Yeah. And the other thing is, it'll prevent auto accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure what the listeners would pay to have a situation where they knew they would never have an accident, but that's really what we're looking at, and that's what all this is aimed at. It's all aimed at safety and keeping people. The other thing is, what about no traffic jams?
Yeah, but all the cars have to drive themselves in order for that to happen, and who has the money to replace all the cars in the world?
Well, it's not going to take over instantly. It's going to be a transition, and they are going to cost more.
Yeah.
They certainly will cost more.
How much more do you think? Like 10 grand per car more?
Unaffordable, in my
opinion. No, I don't think it's anywhere close to that much. I think it's going to be $3,000 or $4,000 more.
That doesn't sound too terribly bad.
That on top of everything that they're going to do with the fuel economy standards. I'm just the counterpoint. I'm Jane the ignorant, but.
A little SNL reference.
Yes. Well, and that's another good point.
I have a very negative opinion about a lot of the things that are coming out. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, how much gasoline do you save if you don't have traffic jams?
Probably a lot.
A lot.
If all the cars move at 55 miles an hour, they all move at 55 miles an hour. If nobody slows down, if there's not a wreck on the other side,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Think about Central without wrecks.
Well, it's not just wrecks that cause traffic jams. It's people not paying attention and texting and so forth. So if the cars are actually driving themselves, you could text all you want.
That's right.
I took a trip to our Arlington office this week and foolishly waited too late to come back to Dallas.
So you got stuck in 5 o'clock traffic?
I wasn't really stuck. It was moving very rapidly, but it was very heavy. And I would, every now and then there'd be a slow up. And by the time I got around the person who was causing it, guess what they were doing?
Texting?
Yeah. Or talking. Or just holding the phone up to their ear and just very engrossed in their conversation, I suppose.
Did you give them the bird?
No, of course not. I'm getting control of my inner anger and child and all that stuff. It doesn't do any good. They're not looking.
Right.
Who am I doing?
Yeah, they wouldn't
for?
Notice if you did.
They're not looking.
Give
well,
them
think
any
about
kind
it.
Of gesture.
If you have self-driving cars, you could text.
Right.
Yeah.
But everybody would have to have a self-driving car. And that means even the old beaters that, you know, the people that can't afford to buy a new car can't afford to buy a new
well,
car, period.
Right.
So we've got to get everybody working, everybody earning.
Good
There's
point.
A lot of changes that would have to happen first.
Yeah. Well, but technologically.
Okay, back to the good stuff. Though.
Technologically,
Sorry.
It's coming about. And when you start thinking about the new things that are on cars now, we work with a fella that has got an automatic braking system on his car. And so his car kept him from having an accident on an entrance ramp because mm-hmm. you know how you the car in front of you goes
mm-hmm.
and then you start going and you look back over your left shoulder to make sure you're not going to get creamed by somebody in the right-hand lane?
Yep.
And you look back in front and the guy in front of you has completely stopped dead right there.
Mm.
It happened to him and his car put the brakes on.
It had sensors?
And
it just
it
knew?
Had sensors.
Wow.
And it knew.
Put off the beeps and everything and so he snapped his head back around and got it stopped in time. So
and we talked to another Tim from Crest, guy in the business. He's got the new Infiniti JX, and as he was backing out of a parking space, mm-hmm. someone went rushing by,
zipping
you know,
by
in a parking
car.
Lot mm-hmm. like at a mall, and his car slammed the brakes on, and he didn't hit him.
Right,
he didn't even get close to hitting him. He said he thought he hit him because the car stopped so quick.
Jerked
it
him
felt
back,
like it.
Yeah.
But he didn't. And the car. So that is the kind of things we're starting to see now, and it's just the tip of the iceberg.
I say
it's
put be, those things in the cars first.
Well, and that's they're doing that because they have the technology to do that, and we don't have all of the technology necessary to do the other things, but we will have very shortly, and it's terribly exciting. It's going to change the automobile business completely, and a lot of the big players that are the manufacturers, GM, Ford, Chrysler, all those good guys, a lot of them are going to become smaller players to technology companies that actually produce this kind of equipment.
I would like to know what the listeners think. What is more important, a car that drives itself or a car that will alert you to these dangerous situations, a car that will stop you if you're about to hit somebody, front
yeah.
or back, a car with a backup camera, the GPS,
yeah.
The around view monitor, the lane departure monitoring,
you know,
the blind spot.
That's the one warning. Thing, the lane departure, I mean, the blind spot warning. That's mm-hmm. the one thing I thought would save a lot of people, and it's the one thing that hasn't actually made a lot of difference.
I wonder why.
It's blind spot. It just, I don't know.
Let me tell you, all you really need is that extra little magnifying round mirror in the corner of your side view mirror. It's brilliant. My little Ford Edge has one.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy them and stick them on yourself if your car doesn't have it, but mine came built in, and you can see in the blind spot. Where it won't be in the mirror,
mm-hmm.
and the people are in your and there it is in that little bitty tiny part.
I just
put them on your car, people.
Everything looks the same in those to me. Like I can't tell the distance.
Well, the distance.
Or...
What you do is you learn the difference. You turn around and look,
mm-hmm.
and compare what's reality versus that mirror, and then remember it.
Gotcha.
That's all you have to do.
Message from a fan texter on the Autoflex Leasing fan text. You'll get me the whole hour today. I'm driving from Denver to Amarillo. Welcome aboard, folks.
Heck yeah.
Thanks for listening. We just have to be interesting enough that he doesn't push that button.
So, David, when you say these cars are on the horizon and they're not too far away, what are we talking, like 2015, 2020?
I think you're going to start seeing them by 2015. I think
that
three, four years down the road, you're going to start seeing a lot of this technology come into play. And it's going to change our whole world because, well, first of all, what if you're in the body shop business?
Yeah,
and
you'll
people
lose.
Don't have wrecks anymore.
So
it changes that business completely. But what if you're in the technology business? Your business could grow 1,000 times in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be tremendous opportunity. It's going to be great for the public. It's the thing. I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah. It sounds cool. I know, Tammy, you're not on board with it yet.
No,
but...
I mean, I've got my negative. I'm all pro if it happens.
Right.
But
it's just going to be a long process.
And it's going to be so expensive. And all the cars have to self-drive for it to really work, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe my opinion's wrong. Maybe somebody can enlighten me, but...
Well, you know, and the other thing...
One person's not paying attention, and the car, other car's driving itself, they could still crash.
There are so many new technological equipment, technological features that have been added in the last 4 or 5 years.
That is true. Amazing.
Where, I mean, used to, ABS was like a big thing. And the first time I was ever in a car where the ABS worked, it actually saved me from having an accident. So I was pretty impressed by ABS. That was many, many, many years ago. Now we consider that skid control saves people right now from having accidents all the time. So, and now we have the backup camera, which I think now that I have one is absolutely indispensable.
Yes. Let me tell you, now that I have one and I get into another car with a client, I don't want to drive it.
Well,
I can't. I got to turn around completely, mm-hmm. and I don't trust what I'm seeing because I can't see now below that back window.
Right. Well, see, here's what I've noticed. In my, I have the Lexus IS250 that I got through Autoflex Leasing, and I don't have a backup camera. I opted out, and I am used to driving without it. I always turn around, and I do the old, you know, hand over the passenger seat and look over my shoulder. Now, when we were in Oxnard the past couple of weeks for Cowboys training camp, our rental car was a GMC Terrain, and it did have a backup camera, and that thing came in so handy. But I think what it is, in an SUV, you can't see anything underneath you. There could be a dog or a kid or it's anything,
well,
and you don't know
the car
it's down
either.
There.
You can't in the car either, but you add an extra couple feet of height that you also...
I just felt totally lost, and then I was like, oh, wait, there's a little screen showing me everything I need to know.
Yeah.
So I thought that was great for an SUV.
And for a lot of people that have not traded cars because of the economy, because they were unsure or whatever, it's not a bad idea to look about now because there are a lot of really, really good features that are becoming standard on cars. Mm-hmm. And they're coming with it because with the scale of economy, they're building more and more cars with them, brings the cost of adding that equipment down. And you can get a lot of really cool stuff on a car now that'll keep you from having a wreck, that'll keep you from running over your kid's bicycle. That it's just part of the car and it's affordable.
Well, and some of the models, you can get some of the features separately without going to the very top of the line. Nissan and Infiniti were one of the first ones that offered that backup camera without the navigation system, which was nice.
Right.
And even the Nissan Rogue has that around view monitor, which I think is just brilliant because you can see everything around you. Of course, it's on their tiniest car, so weird. I mean,
Infiniti,
I think they should put that on their bigger vehicles more than on these. I can pretty well just kind of look out the window and see around that Rogue.
I still think the smartest thing anybody's done lately is the Nissan automatic tire pressure filler thing. So when you add air to your tires, it beeps when you have enough tire air pressure.
Honks a horn,
you
don't need or flashes a light.
Yeah, you don't need a gauge or anything. That means everybody can keep their tires aired up without being a genius.
Yeah.
Right.
That is good. No
or
math involved.
Guy. None.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. 877-881-1053 is the phone number here. Let me say it again slowly for you people writing it down. 877-881-1053. Also, our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And you can call Autoflex. David, what are the numbers?
Either 817. Actually, you should call Autoflex. Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area. Also, all the stories we're doing online, on the show today, are online at the Autoflex Leasing fan page. So you can... Facebook page. So you can go in and visit the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page and read these stories in depth and a lot of other stories.
That's right. We had something new.
Right.
The new Autoflex Leasing fan page.
Yeah. Exactly.
We have the Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. We're talking about cars that drive themselves because that's pretty much going to be here before you know it. Within the next decade, we're thinking.
Yeah. No, I think for sure.
And somebody, Howard and Euless, asked us, what about 18-wheelers?
And because we have the best audience in the world, one of our fan texters says, my company has blind side sensors on our 18-wheelers. If you signal to change lanes, it gives you an audible tone telling you there's an object there. Also, has a bumper sensor. While cruise control is set, it will slow you down to a safe following distance of the car in front of you. That's really good to know.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I hope all 18-wheelers have those.
I bet it's one of those things like Tammy was talking about. Gradually, they'll all have them, but right now, they're probably in that in-between phase.
Well, I know those guys, if they don't text and drive.
That's true.
That's the one thing I can tell you. They're as safe of drivers as you can find out there for the most part.
Can I give all the people driving cars a tip? After speaking to truck drivers, my uncle was an over-the-road hauler. Stay away from them. Don't cut them off. They weigh a gazillion pounds, and they cannot stop on a dime like your car can, or like you hope your car can.
Right.
Just saying, you're going to lose if they run over you. So don't cut them off.
And if there's that distance between two 18-wheelers, that's not your space to get into.
No, it isn't.
Because if the front one stops, they won't even find you.
Right. Nope.
Yeah, you'll be somewhere in the radiator of the one behind you.
History.
Yeah.
And Sybil didn't realize what it takes for those guys to get going 60 miles an hour. So she was telling us a while back that she gets rather impatient. She doesn't want them to get in front of her, but if they slow down, it takes them a lot longer to get going again, so it just puts everybody else behind them further back. So let them get going. Everybody share the road, and they're hauling your food, your big screen televisions, diapers for your babies, stuff you need.
That's true.
They're hauling it for us, so think about that. All right, I'm done.
No, burn I like out. It. I like it when you give us driving tips. We need them.
Well, we have to share.
I know.
I'm surprised at how selfish some of us get.
I will admit,
with the road,
I'm a selfish driver, and especially if I'm in a hurry. Today, I was rushing to get here on time for the show. I had just come from the airport. And
that's right, you did.
Made a quick road trip to pick up my dogs who'd been staying at my mom's house while I was at training camp, and I had to drive, Tammy, plug your ears, 95 miles an hour.
Not you, Sybil.
I had to. But
why'd
the
you
good
slow
thing
down?
Is, I didn't use my phone the whole time.
Now, what slowed you down?
She didn't use her phone because it was out of juice. It was dead from traveling for 24 hours because she'd been on it the whole time.
Right. There'd be cars, though, and if it's a two-lane road, why do the cars stay next to each other? Then you can't get past them.
Here's the thing. If you go fast enough, you can go between them.
Okay. You know,
don't tempt me,
here's
David.
The deal. 95 on a wide-open road with no traffic around and no problems with weather, and you're not on your blankety blank phone,
is no fun.
I'm not. I have no. No, it's not a challenge. It's not a challenge.
Right.
No, that's fine. If you're paying attention to what you're doing, you're going 95, you're on a good go. But if other people are around and you're having to weave through and you're not paying attention, because 95, that's fast. I mean, you can't tell it's a tree. It's just a green blur going by. So.
You know what I did notice, though?
Those trees stay
I'm
out
not
of the road.
Saying it's legal in the United States of America.
We did talk about, though, some stretches of Texas Highway being 75 miles per hour.
And going higher.
35W South is one of those stretches.
Yeah. Fine, except they box you in.
Yeah,
and
that was true.
It's bumper to bumper. No, they don't stay off you, so I don't want to go 75 with somebody's just right on me.
Right.
So I'm out on driving down 35. Thank you very much.
Most of them saw me coming, though, and then they'd get over in the right lane.
All right, people are going to change their channel if I gripe anymore, so I'll stop.
All right, let's talk about something that's on everyone's mind, and that's the price of gasoline. And why is it on everyone's mind? Because it's been going up rather rapidly in the last 10 days. Yeah. In fact, it's gone up way lots in the last 10 days, 27 cents a gallon in the past 30 days.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, we enjoyed it below 350 there for a while, didn't
we did,
fans?
We did. You know, and if you live in California or Oregon or Washington, you may not like the deal even further, because there's a large refinery in California that had a fire, and they had to close the refinery down, and it's going to raise the gas prices out on the West Coast even higher than they are now. And those folks out there pay more for their gasoline than we do by quite a bit. Now, some of that is because of taxes, because a lot of those states tax gasoline higher than Texas does, and some of it is for other reasons.
Well, California is tied for the highest for tax per gallon. It's 49.3 cents.
And they've done really well with that, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, they have 16 oil refineries, so it's kind of surprising that their fuel prices are so high, but most of it is because of tax.
Yeah.
But they are tied for number one as far as the highest gas tax. And Hawaii has the highest price. Their regular price per gallon is $4.15. Now, this was a couple week old story before the fire in California, but they have two oil refineries and they pay 48.3 cents per gallon.
You know, the one that surprised me was Alaska. Because Alaska makes, you know, they got tons they of refineries the, up mm-hmm. there, but...
Well, they have six. They only have six refineries. They just have all the oil
right.
that we're not allowed to
that we can't drill
into.
For. Yeah, right. Sure. So,
but their tax per gallon, way to go, Sarah, 8 cents per gallon. But the cost is still $4. But their whole cost of living is out of
this higher.
World.
It's like Hawaii. Everything costs more in Hawaii because you have to import everything, basically. And mm-hmm. you have to pretty well import everything to Alaska, too. They don't have a long growing season up there.
No, they don't. Ice road truckers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Canada, isn't it?
Yeah,
Connecticut, it is. Their regular gas price is $3.82. Their tax per gallon, 45 cents. It's the fourth highest in the state. And no oil refineries. All the East Coast states, no oil refineries.
Yeah,
and they have the highest gas prices.
And that's why they pay so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Texas is not among the highest gas prices, just so you know. New York's number five. Illinois is number six. They have four oil refineries. Their tax per gallon is 39.7 cents. It's the fifth highest in the country. Their excise tax is 19 cents below the U.S. average of 21, but the state charges an additional 20.7 cents in other state taxes and fees. The thing is, in that state, if you live near the state line, you could just drive across the border because gas prices average $3.33 in Missouri, $3.47 in Kentucky, and $3.57 in Indiana. So I think the gas stations right there along the border, there probably aren't so many.
Yeah, probably not. You know, one of the things that I've read lately is that gasoline consumption, mileage, is the number one consideration now.
It is.
When people are getting cars. And I think it's because we're all somewhat shell-shocked. We've been up and down the price elevator, and everyone thinks that, gosh, it's going to go back up again. And when it does, and it is now, I need something that gets better gas mileage. One of the biggest considerations, if you're thinking about a new car, is to factor in that gasoline savings mm-hmm. to your equation. Because if you can save 10 miles per gallon on a car, it can save you several hundred dollars a month on your car payment. I mean, on your operation costs.
Right.
So you can afford a little more car and get a nicer car because of that gas mileage savings.
And you need to consider, if you are going to get an SUV or a crossover, something that doesn't get as great a fuel economy, if you're really tight on your budget and you can't afford the fuel if it goes up, it's not the car to choose.
Right? No, it's not.
You know?
Our friend Loco texts in on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, "I don't understand when gas goes up, it goes up really fast, but when it goes down, it's turtle slow."
That's true.
Loco, you're exactly right. That's exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. I think I understand why.
Why?
Profit.
Makes sense. All right. Well, we got to take a quick break here, but we will be back with more. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Autoflex Lease,
oh yeah. We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Slow Awesome Jeff, and me, Sybil, here for you. 877-881-1053 is the number, or our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And as always, you can call Autoflex if you're in the market for a new car, and you should, because they'll save you money. What are those numbers, David?
Or if you're in the market for a pre-owned car.
We'll That's save you true. Time, too.
That is true.
I always say new car, but I mean new to you, the right. consumer. But you're right. It's new or pre-owned.
And pre-owned is important because I had a client call back the other day. We wanted to buy back their current lease vehicle. They have a few months left, and I have another client that wants to buy that particular model.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was calling customers that were in that particular model. They want to keep that one, but her husband is in the market for a truck, and he wants to buy it used. And I said, fine, I'll do the same thing, and I'll pull a list of everybody that's in that truck,
mm-hmm.
and we'll start calling them.
Big cycle.
See who wants to. So call us for your next vehicle, whatever it is. Just give us your type of vehicle that you want, and we'll just search our database, and we'll find a great vehicle that one of our clients comes out of.
Well, and the other thing is, if you're listening to the show and you're not one of our clients yet, we probably would like to buy your car from you, especially if you're driving a 2009 or 2010. That's what we're having the most trouble getting for our customers right now. So if you'd like top dollar for those cars, we'll buy them from you. You don't even have to get a car from us. But if you'd like to, we'll do that too.
There you go. 817 or 972-234-1234. David, let's talk a little bit about texting while driving.
Oh, I thought we were over that because somebody, you know, thinks I need some help.
No. All right. This is actually Tammy's story, so I'm going to get out of the way here. Tammy found a great story. Not really a great story, but she found a story online I thought was crazy.
Well, no, it's not crazy.
this poor young man. He's a college student from Texas. He believes he's lucky to be alive after a terrible crash. He was texting and driving when his truck drove off the road and into a ravine. But one of the last things that he texted before his crash nearly happened to him, he was having an argument with his friend via text when he typed, "I need to quit texting because I could die in a car accident."
Ooh, that's
Then he drove
eerie.
Off into a ravine.
Yeah, and what happened to him?
Well, he had a broken neck, a crushed face, a fractured skull, traumatic brain injuries. Now, 6 months later, he's finally able to talk about what happened. And he says, don't do it, don't do it. It's not worth losing your life.
At least he survived.
I know, and it's good that he has learned. You know, I don't think he'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
No,
he says
probably
he's really
not.
Surprised he's not in a casket and just gone.
It's like those commercials, and Tam, you were the one who originally told me about this. I think it's AT&T who puts them out, and it's one word across the screen. It'll just say, yeah, or a smiley face emoticon. And then it's the survivor story of, this was the last text I got from this person because they were driving, and I asked her if she wanted to hang out later, and her response, yeah, and then she crashed. Those are, like, chilling when you see, but so many people think it won't happen to me until it does.
Well, any foolish thing that we do, we think it's not going to be us.
Right. We're invincible.
So I think it's just human nature, and we can learn or not. And so,
well, and I know
fortunately
that
he learned.
We have
way.
A number of police officers that listen to the show, and there was a story this last week out of NBC5 where they'd done some investigating on accidents related to officers using their computers or being on the phone while they were driving. There was a case in Austin where an officer was on his computer and actually hit a guy on a motorcycle and hurt him pretty bad. Guy was a professional tennis instructor, and he can no longer do his job because his leg was damaged too badly.
The guy on the motorcycle?
Okay,
yeah.
Well, let me just say this. Kind of crazy to be driving that motorcycle if you have a physical job. Just saying.
Okay. Anyway.
No offense to the motorcycle drivers.
There was another accident in Fort Worth. Same situation. An officer was tied up with some technology and ran into a lady as she drove through an intersection. And interestingly, in reading the stories, I don't think the police are immune from the same thing that affects everyone else.
Of course nobody is.
It's never going to be us. They say, you know, we get so good at this that it's not really a problem. But in one case, the officer did admit, said, yeah, it really is a problem. We think we're good at it,
mm-hmm.
but we're still distracted. And when you're distracted, you're not looking where you should be.
Takes seconds, your eye off the road for just a second, for something to happen that you don't expect.
Right. Well,
you can't avoid it.
Big rig drivers have the same sort of device where they have a screen with like a little keyboard in their trucks. And I think we heard from somebody a long time ago who said it actually disables while the car's in motion, so
exactly.
You can't use it.
But
yeah.
The police officers, we've had police officers text in and say that they have all of these computers and things in their car that they have to use for calls. And, you know, mm-hmm. they have to monitor that stuff. So it's part of their job.
And what about cabbies? They have those computers in their cars, too.
No, they're already the bad driver.
No.
I'm sorry.
A lot of them are, yeah. Especially in another country. It's so scary riding in a cab in a foreign country.
You should see what happens when a cab driver picks up a phone and Tammy is in the back seat. It is like Pitbull. Come back. Put that down.
Oh,
oh yeah.
I bet they stopped
nice
right
about
yeah.
it. I was polite. You always give me this voice. He gives me a persona.
What is it?
This. You know, I say it nice. I say, excuse me, but while you're driving the car and I'm your passenger, you think maybe you could just not use the phone? Yes, ma'am.
That's nice that they respect it enough to say, okay.
Well,
a lot of them would be like, you're in my cab, lady.
They don't want to know what the next step is.
Ooh. I do. What's the next step?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet.
Knock on wood.
I don't want to know either. No. Who wouldn't? If you ask somebody nicely not to do something, I think that would be the respectful thing to do. I'm always surprised that they would pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
So is
that
it
has
safe?
Nothing to do with this.
Is it safe for the police to have computers in their cars that they're on while they're driving?
It doesn't sound like it, according to that study.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have a screen that lights up in front of them. Mm-hmm. They have to look down to see that. I would think it's the same thing as texting. And it's part of their job, which really, I mean, they get a lot of information that way.
Right. But it almost seems like if your alert goes off that you have a message, you just pull over and check it.
We just need to make that text a voice-activated thing.
Yeah.
Period.
and not have to look at the screen. Just speak the text and let it text. That's what we need.
Okay, so from a trucker, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I have a, it's called a CADEC, C-A-D-E-C. I have a CADEC onboard computer in my big rig, and yeah, when the wheels are in motion, the touchscreen is disabled. So that's smart. And then evidently from a police officer, this story was BS. The percentage of officers to accident is very low. Over 3,000 officers at Dallas, and only 3 accidents in 4 years related to technology.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know.
That's how news stories work, though. I mean, if there's a shark attack, sure. Suddenly you hear about all these shark attacks, and then everybody's scared to go in the water. So it's the same kind of thing. If there was one accident, everybody's going to, they're going to pluck out all the other accidents and make a big story out of it.
Well, the majority of the accidents are going to be distracted driving from one way or another, and you're just not paying attention to what you should be paying attention to, whether it's a phone or, I don't know, eating a hamburger, or just your mind somewhere else.
Right.
I have definitely drifted off and wonder, how did I get home?
Or if if you miss your exit because you're not paying attention, or we've talked about being lost in a neighborhood, you turn your radio down because it's distracting you.
Exactly.
Even though you're not looking at anything aside from the road, you just are, your mind is focused on something else.
When I was a kid, I could listen to the radio or watch television, do my homework, talk on the I could get it all done. As I've aged,
lost the ability to multitask as well.
I want to be able to focus 100% on whatever's important.
Yeah.
And so I do tune out. I do want to turn down the other sounds.
Yep.
And
I'm exactly the same way. 10 years ago, I could answer a phone, talk on the air, and do 30
Maybe
other things
I just
at the
thought
same time.
I could.
You were doing all of them at 20%.
And I'm probably so. And I'm older and wiser. And I realize if I want to get it done right, I better focus 100%. I don't know. Driving?
Like everyone should focus on calling Autoflex.
That's true.
There you go. Okay.
And we should focus on the Autoflex.
All right. You know, what you said, Sybil, though, is pretty interesting because when something does come up in the news, it becomes a big thing and then it tends to be magnified because nobody really likes good news. So Chrysler has put out a service bulletin to discuss the Jeep death wobble.
What is
that? Well, there's evidently, especially if you modify the suspension on a Jeep Wrangler, you can get some vibration out of the front wheels when you hit a bump, and they'll vibrate from side to side. That was termed the Jeep death wobble by
like a band.
Anna Eshoo and Henry Waxman, both of which are congresspeople. Now, that was named the Jeep death wobble in spite of the fact that nobody's died from it. But Chrysler has, in fact, put out a bulletin that advises you if you drive a Wrangler, you need to make sure that you check your suspension, have it checked on a regular basis, make sure your bushings are good, make sure everything is tight, make sure the tire pressure is correct on the front of the car, inspect tires for uneven wear and that kind of thing. If you want to read the whole bulletin, we've posted it at the Facebook page of autoflex.com.
And the majority of these complaints, the wobble came after hitting a pothole or maybe a crease in the road where the joints come together and you hit a bump, then it started wobbling after that. So it felt like it knocked something loose and then people were afraid for their lives.
Right.
Therefore, the death wobble.
That feels like every car, though, that has a lift on it and big tires. Because I drove a Land Cruiser that was like that. And every time, like you just said, I hit a rock, I was scared to death because it wobbled.
Right.
That's the death wobble.
Well, that was... That was a Toyota death wobble there.
That's right. 881-1053 is the number here. Let's head out to Hillsboro. We're checking in with Michael. Good morning, Michael. You're on the Saturday morning test drive.
How y'all doing this morning?
Fantastic.
Great.
Like y'all were talking earlier about the big trucks with the computer systems in them for typing and stuff. I drive for a big company, and we have those, what we call is a Qualcomm.
Okay.
It'll basically, as long as you're rolling more than about 2 miles an hour, it shuts off. And the only thing they'll actually let you do is it'll let you go from one screen to another, but it won't let you actually do no typing. Like if you need to check your hours of service, you could do that, or you could check your and pull back up your navigation.
Okay.
But as far as any typing or anything, no. And they got it mounted up pretty much where all you got to do is, like, if you're looking over at your mirror, you can see it.
So it's at kind of at eye level. You're not really looking down off the road.
Yeah, it's right at eye level. So when you scan when you're driving, you can scan over and look at your passenger mirror. All you got to do is you can look, it down just a little bit, and you'll catch the top of the screen. Kind of make sure you're doing what you need to be doing, and you're, and as you turn to look at your other mirror, you can do it all in one turn.
Well, okay. You know, if you all have that technology, I guess they could put that technology in cars to control, you know, cell phone texting, couldn't they?
Yeah, you could. I don't see why they couldn't. I don't see why they... The only thing I could see with that is how would they link the car... Because my wife's got a brand-new 2012 Kia Optima.
Nice.
And we use the Bluetooth on it, so we're not having to look at the phone so much. And it's got that auto-text. You know, you can just tell it what to text, and it'll text it and send it.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's great.
That's right. A lot of the vehicles, they're doing it now. So that's the most important thing, I think.
Yeah, that's, and we'll talk about that after the call, but we've got another fan text related to that.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Actually, yeah, there are a lot of those.
The auto text.
Yes, thank you. And apps that you can put on your phone if you don't have it.
I think this is our Dallas PD. We already have phones with voice texting. I'm dictating this very one. So excellent. It works.
Good.
And it was accurate. Mm-hmm. It's not like the autocorrect when you type on your text.
Yeah. And the already is in caps. How did he do that? I wonder.
Oh, good one. You have to yell it.
Is that yelling?
I think so.
I was told typing in caps is yelling, but I think that's, it really doesn't get the yelling feature done for me.
Caps.
I wanted to yell. Typing it in caps wouldn't make me feel better at all.
Well, I think most people don't read it that way, so it would make you feel better once they read it. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Slow Awesome Jeff, and me, Sybil, here for you. 877-881-1053 is our number. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text. Gosh, it was hard for me to get that one out. 43733. And as always, you can call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234, 1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. AutoFlex.com, where you can also see all of our great pre-owned cars, apply for a lease online, or maybe you want to set up a test drive for two or three cars. Go to AutoFlex.com, click on Set Up a Test Drive, and we'll take care of it for you.
Easy to do. Got lots of AutoFlex Leasing fan texts here. We're talking about texting while driving, and somebody had mentioned that now you can dictate all your texts so that you don't actually have to type them in. And somebody says, voice texting, really? How about just call the person? But that defeats the purpose of texting.
If you call the person.
Yeah. Sometimes.
How does it defeat the purpose?
Well, because if you want to text somebody just a real quick message like, see you at 7 or I'm outside or whatever, it beats the, hey, how are you? You have to get all the small talk out of the way.
Well, they might be busy and you're just letting them know you're downstairs.
Right.
You don't need to call and interrupt their last meeting of the day.
Exactly.
Jeff? It's really all about, listen, I can say what I want to say to you and you can't talk back. I just get to get my part out and that's it.
That's why you text.
I like that.
I don't care what you think. Here's what I have to say.
Uh-huh. Or sometimes, like, especially for our job, whenever I'm trying to send somebody a quick message, I can't pick up the phone and call, but true. I can text them quietly.
You can block them. Yeah. You could text whatever you wanted to and then block them. Just drive them crazy.
Don't give Jeff any more ideas, David. Just what he needs.
All right. Bad news for NASCAR fans. Dodge leaves NASCAR after the 2012 season. You know,
they lost their team.
Yeah, well, Penske Racing switched over to Ford, which actually gives Ford, Roush, Fenway, and Penske the top two teams in NASCAR. And Chrysler's been unable to find another team to replace them with. So as of 2013, Chrysler will not be running in NASCAR. You know, they left one other time. I think it was in 77 and then came back later on. But in 2001, so they were out for a while there too. I don't think that's good news. I read one fan that said he was not going to buy a Charger now because they wouldn't be represented in NASCAR. And so I guess he wouldn't want to drive up to a NASCAR race in a Charger if they weren't running.
It wasn't going to be represented out there on the track.
Yep.
I guess he should buy a Ford.
Yeah. Or he could get a Toyota.
Or, yeah.
Actually,
Chevy.
He could lease anything he wants.
That's right, from AutoFlex.
Yeah, there you go.
Dun-dun.
Okay, so did you guys hear this Randy Travis story?
He what? Needs a new car.
Randy,
he
who?
Does. Oh. This handsome fella right here. I'm gonna love you forever.
We so, still love you, Randy.
If you missed the story, let me preface it by saying he got pulled over for a DWI in Sanger, Texas in February.
Yep.
Then this week, he was brought into Grayson County Jail at 3 a.m. after he ran his car through several barricades in a construction zone, and he ended up wrecking. Got out of the car, was not wearing any clothing, and police found Randy Travis naked. He was threatening to shoot him with guns. I don't even think he had guns on him, because really, where would he have them?
These guns. And they were these guns.
Yeah, or his arm, his biceps.
Yes. Yeah, these guns. I'm going to shoot. That's all I've got.
And they booked him, and he had his face, he had black eyes, and his nose was all scabbed over.
He was some of the worst for wear.
Yes, he was. Yeah. So he was released, and I don't know if you guys saw the pictures, but he was barefoot. He had on a paper suit, kind of like a hospital gown, and then he had a Texas Longhorns hat on. Tammy, I figured you'd love that.
I do.
Because you're such an OU girl.
Well, I'm sure glad he wasn't wearing an OU hat. That's for sure.
So anyway, Randy needs to call Autoflex. Because
yes,
he definitely needs to replace that 98 Firebird he was driving. Was that right, Jeff? 98 Firebird?
Trans Am, I think.
Yeah, Trans Am.
We could even provide a nice Autoflex shirt for him.
Yeah.
Right.
In case this ever happens again, he could keep it in the glove
keep
box.
In the car
just
for
as a side
use.
Note, Randy, hang in there. We all been there, man.
It happens.
See, and somehow I believe that from you.
Right.
Why, Randy Travis, who has millions and millions of dollars, why is he driving a 98 Pontiac
Trans
Am?
No, that's a cool car now.
I bet it's fully restored and it's fast.
And it was
fast,
probably fast.
Oh, was.
Why do you think he just went
was.
Through those barricades?
Yeah,
was,
I guess. Right? But I just figured he'd have like a 2012.
See, I am not nearly as concerned with why he was driving that car as why he was driving it
naked. I'm worried about that, too.
I don't even drive in my PJs to get breakfast in the morning. God forbid I run through some barricades.
Yeah. Or like your mom always said when you were little, make sure you're wearing clean undies in case you get in a wreck.
She never said that. She's like, just put something on, please.
So, oh, Randy Travis.
Oh, Randy.
Get well soon, I guess.
Give us a call. We'll fix you up, buddy.
That's right.
Right.
More Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. What do you guys think of the new Caprice that's coming back?
Good question. I haven't seen it or driven it yet. I saw some pictures of it in Auto Week. So we'll see. I think it's interesting.
Is that for 2013, do you know?
I think it's going to be 2014. I don't think it's a 13. I think.
I know nothing of the Caprice. I'm sorry.
I just always picture them as being cop cars with the big, huge
They're
light.
Large.
Yeah.
No.
You know, like out the side of the window, those big lights that always are on Caprices. And sometimes a grill guard.
Okay, so let's finish up with some wonderful, wonderful quotes from actual insurance claims. These are people just like you and I, maybe, that have had an accident and they have to fill out all that paperwork for their insurance company. You know, when they send you all that stuff and say what happened.
And Randy Travis's quote is not in here yet.
There's no quote. I'm not sure we could put that
I'll
in the
kill
air.
You. I'll shoot you.
Anyway, first
Wait,
one.
He'd say it really, really deep like this.
Yeah. One of the Autoflex fan texters wants an Autoflex shirt, by the way, in case he gets arrested. coming home, I drove into the wrong house and collided with a tree I don't have.
Whoops.
Yeah, I hate
it's
when that
all
happens.
In the wording.
Yeah. I was thrown from my car as it left the road. I was later found in a ditch by some stray cows.
Are these actual quotes?
These are real.
I'm thinking they said this right after their accident.
Yeah.
While they were still a little bit goofy.
Right. That's the only way it would make
sense. It's all
where
you put the comma.
Well, and some of it may be lack of knowledge of the English language, because I pulled onto the side of the road because there was smoke coming from under the hood. I realized there was a fire in the engine, so I took my dog and smothered it with a blanket.
That's not funny.
I'm just saying.
Smothered the fire, and he saved his dog.
He saved his dog. Covered it. He didn't smother
his
dog.
That one's not funny.
I pulled away. Now, this one could be real. I pulled away from the side of the road, glanced at my mother-in-law, and headed over the embankment.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. I thought my window was down, but I found out it wasn't when I put my head through it.
Ouch.
That was a clean window.
That one sounds terrible.
That's why you should tint your windows.
Mm-hmm.
That way you'll know.
I like this excuse. In an attempt to kill a fly, I drove into a telephone pole.
Was the fly inside or outside the car? I'm curious.
Was he chasing
the fly? I'm going to get you, fly.
Autoflex leaser fan text. Randy was just doing research for his next country song.
Well, I'm thinking.
Makes sense.
That's great.
Next week, we're going to have the lyrics for that song.
Mm-hmm. That'd be perfect.
I will come up with at least the first verse.
Do we have any more insurance quotes, David?
Yeah. I told the police I was not injured, but upon removing my hat, I found I had a fractured skull.
Oh.
That makes sense. You wouldn't know until you could... see your broken head.
Right.
And you're like, well, wait a minute. My head is broken. Yeah.
I'm fine.
This is from a recording.
That's a true numbskull.
This is from a
waka waka.
Numbskull. This is from a recording taken from an insurance interview.
I just came up with that.
The driver had run into a cow. And so the question was, what warning was given by you? And he said, I honked my horn. And they said, what warning was given by the other party? And he said, moo.
Or move.
Because a cow says moo. Uh-huh. And then move is human.
Right.
See what I did there?
Okay. Yeah. So for the texters that are texting in with their cars, and they want to know how much their cars are worth, I can't tell you how much your car is worth over the phone or on the radio. Back it up and race the engine. Maybe I could, but I don't think so. Call one of our offices. We'll tell you what your car is worth. We'll
what
tell
are those
if you
numbers,
can trade
Dave?
It. Either 817 or 972-234 1234 888-234-1234 out of the area.
Yes. Autoflex.com.
That's right. We'll be back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
Whether you like it or not.
Slow, awesome Jeff. Kevin and Corey coming up next for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Simple Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.